Here's the news. The Tourism and Creative Economy Ministry has invited its Wonderful Indonesia co-branding partners to help showcase the nation's natural beauty and cultural richness through educational tourism or edu trips. The Ministry's Deputy for Marketing, Nimade Ayu Martini, said at media gathering on Wednesday, "Every destination is beautiful, but the experience it offers cannot be obtained anywhere." Manpower Minister Yasir Lee identified three major challenges in developing the country's human resources in the energy sector amid Indonesia's ongoing energy transition effort and green economy transformation. He stated at the Human Capital Summit 2025 held on Wednesday that the first challenge is related to competencies. In the next 10 years, more than 50% of the skills the government currently have will become irrelevant due to major transformation toward a green economy. That's the news.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listeners, today's Music Corner presents a song from the province of West Sumatra titled Mudiak Arau. The song Mudiak Arau was composed by Aji Sutan Sati. It tells the poignant story of a woman who faithfully waits for a man returning from his travels. No matter the circumstances or the changes he may have undergone during his time away, she remains steadfast in her love and anticipations. Well, listeners, here is Mudiak Arau performed by Nurul Fadila Hamid. Enjoy!
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listener, I do believe that you are still enjoying your time, enjoying your activities every day, and this, you know, that this can also give you such much goodness. It is also for the sake of your life, for the sake of your better improvement of your life, listener. Well, tomorrow, all Muslims around the world would like to is going to celebrate Eid al-Adha. And you know that, especially in Indonesia, this celebration of Eid al-Adha also bring such much joy for Indonesian people, especially for Muslim of Indonesian people, Indonesian Muslim people, listener. And they do anything, they do something that has been done every year, is annually here during Eid al-Adha, because the holiday also brings joy and blessings for the Muslim. Related to this, we have information that in this case, Eid al-Adha brings or takes joy for blessings that mark a celebration as shared traditions. Among its defining moments are the flavorful dishes prepared from sacrificial meat. You know that across Indonesia, various regions showcase their own flavorful and distinctive meat dishes, each adding to the rich culinary traditions of Eid al-Adha. And these preparations not only honor the spirit of the celebration, but also enhance the festive ambience. Exploring these traditional delicacies offers a unique and memorable taste experience, making the holiday even more special. Such making rendang. This is a signature of Minangkabau dish made from meat, slow cooked with coconut meal and spices for a long time, and sacrificial meat can be transformed into delicious rendang with a thick and dark sauce. The second is rawon from East Java. You know that rawon is also as a beef soup dish with kuluak or black nut as the main spice, and various other spices can be added to enhance the flavor. The third is sate karak from Surabaya. This is also a typical Surabaya dish made from spiced beef offal cut into small pieces, usually served with black sticky rice. It has a chewy texture due to the offal. And another one is soto Betawi here. Soto Betawi is a traditional Jakarta dish made with coconut milk broth or a milk mixture. It also contains offal or beef and is typically served with emping, melinjo, nutcrackers, and pickles.
Ku bertemu dia sepulang ke
menawan gayanya, elok pun caranya, bicara prima donna. Kota Jakarta tak ada dua, entah ini sekedar cinta atau romansa semata. Rayuan belaka, harapan yang fana. Kerap terbayang lirikan manjanya. Usai malam berlalu, sesal hatiku, andai ku merayu. Gaya penuh irama, kemayu parasnya, menawan gayanya, elok pun caranya. Prima donna, kota Jakarta, tak ada dua, entah ini sekedar cinta atau romansa semata.
Do you know? There is Lingsir Wengi, a Japanese song that is believed to summon spirits. However, the lyrics of Lingsir Wengi apparently aims to do oppositely. The song, which is also called Kidung Remekso Ing Wengi, was created by Sunan Kalijaga and sung after evening prayer to prevent any spirit or demon from coming. The lyric can also mean as a prayer to the god.
Biarkan aku jadi yang terhebat. Jadilah kamu kekasih yang kuat.
Prehistoric traces have survived for a very long time and can still be found today. One of the most amazing ones is the giant rocks on Natuna Island. The number of rocks is not small because they can be found almost all over the island from mountains, valleys to the coast. Natuna Island is now included in the Natuna District, Riau Islands Province. Natuna Island and the surrounding small islands have been designated as Natuna Geopark, as a large area for the conservation of prehistoric rocks, which are not only thousands of centuries old, but also millions of centuries old. In addition, this area is also a location for research, education, and sustainable economics. To get to Natuna Island from Jakarta, we spend about 4 hours by plane, with one stop on the island of Batam. Team of RRI Voice of Indonesia departed with the earliest flight at 6:15 and landed in Ranai City, Natuna Island, at around 10 a.m. Western Indonesia time.
Dear passengers, in a few moments we will be landing at Ranai Airport in Natuna. Local time has shown at 9:39.
For several days in the northernmost area of Indonesia, which shares borders with 7 Southeast Asian countries, RRI Voice of Indonesia had the opportunity to conduct a search. There are 8 geosites in Natuna, which have been designated to be included in the geopark area, namely Setanau Island, Akar Island, Batu Kasa, Tanjung Senubing, Senoa Island, Kamak Cave, Tanjung Dato, and Mount Ranai. It is said that the rocks in Natuna Island are layered sedimentary rocks, which were formed on land as ancient river deposits. Geosite rocks in Natuna Island are sandstone, conglomerate, and siltstone, which are geologically included in the Pengadah formation of Oligo-Miocene age. Some rocks have already formed, black and hard. However, some are still in progress from the frozen sand. However, if a human foot is stepped on the rocks, it is not fragile because it is very hard. It's miraculous. The half-sand rock forms an amazing relief, as if these were carved with high techniques. The rock trail also presents colors of brown gradations, yellow, black, and gray. All are masterpieces of the creator. In addition to the thousands of giant granite rocks, Natuna Island is designated as a geopark area because it has rare and unique biodiversity that does not exist in other areas or even in other countries. In addition, Natuna Island also has a valuable cultural heritage, so it needs to be protected. As revealed by the head of the Natuna Regency Tourism Office, Hardinansyah, to Voice of Indonesia.
Bebatuan Natuna itu asalnya dari kerak samudra, kerak benua, Sungai Purba.
The Natuna rocks come from oceanic crust, continental crust, and ancient rivers. The age, according to the geologists, is 144 to 188 million years. And because Natuna Island has biodiversity, so Natuna Island has the only endemic animal in the world, namely the kaka. Then there is also the smallest frog in the world, only the size of a thumbnail. It is Sarwason subdistrict.
Lastly, we have cultural diversity.
Yes, we do have mandu, sudo chicken, pastel arts. A lot of them are scattered in Natuna Regency.
Meanwhile, head of the Natuna Geopark Management Agency, Kiki Firdaus, said the determination of the Natuna Geopark on November 29, 2018 went through a relatively short process, initiated by the Ministry of Foreign Affairs of the Republic of Indonesia. Apart from having natural resources and local culture, Natuna Island is the homepage of the Unitary State of the Republic of Indonesia, which is very strategically located opposite the South China Sea, which is now named the North Natuna Sea.
Setahun sebelumnya, 2017, itu ada teman-teman dari Kementerian Luar Negeri berkunjung.
In 2017, friends from the Ministry of Foreign Affairs visited Natuna. They stayed at Olive Stone. At Olive Stone Park, the landmark is a stretch of rocks, a landscape of rocks. An idea came from the friends from the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. We have to save Natuna with these granite stones. Don't let everything be broken down into the foundation of the house. Because here indeed, the granite stones are used as material for house foundations, but they are not produced for mass sale. But over time, they will run out. Now, the ministry also sees the location of Natuna in the middle of the ocean, which has been a polemic for several countries. Natuna's position is designated as a geopark area and is considered important for an external status. Actually, to become a geopark, Natuna is still a long process, but Natuna gets a very special opportunity. We are given the convenience to follow the entire administration behind. It's like a gift, like the award given by the state to the Natuna region as an appreciation that we are truly in the territory of Indonesia. With the establishment of a geopark, whose noble goal is to save the shape of the earth from now until millions of years to come, until the end of the world.
According to Kiki, the management of the Natuna Geopark area is in a comprehensive and sustainable manner in which there is intervention by the government of the Republic of Indonesia through various ministries and institutions, as well as local governments. This is an important effort to improve the welfare of the local community, and at the same time, it reinforces the presence of the state in anticipating claims from other countries over Natuna Island. Furthermore, Kiki Firdaus also said, the Natuna Geopark is currently being fought for recognition from the United Nations in the form of being designated as a UNESCO Global Geopark.
kau baik-baik saja, pujaan hati. Andai kau tahu, ku sangat mencintai dirimu. Hei pujaan hati, setiap malam aku berdoa kepada Sang Tuhan, berharap cintaku jadi kenyataan, agar ku tenang meniti kehidupan. Hei pujaan hati, pujaan hati, pujaan hati, pujaan hati. Mengapa kau tak membalas cintaku?
The oldest pyramid structure is found in Indonesia. During America Geophysical Union meeting in 2018, Indonesian research team showed their related study that stated Mount Padang in Cianjo, West Java is the oldest pyramid structure in the world.
Aku terberat yang harus ku jalani.
Listener, today's edition of Traditional Song of Music Corner presents a song from West Java entitled Hayang Jajan. The song Hayang Jajan was composed by Nova Budiman. The song has been viral on social media TikTok in March 2024. It tells the story of a child who wants to ask for money to buy an internet quota. But his father, mother, brother or sister doesn't want to give it to him. Well, listener, let's enjoy the traditional song from West Java entitled Hayang Jajan by Mahesa. Enjoy!
Sama iya, para sobat iya.
only in Indonesia.
Bambu gila, literally means the mad bamboo, comes from Maluku. It is a ritual where a group of men were holding a big and long bamboo. Traditional music instrument will be played